Okay, good morning.
We're just going to go over very quickly Chin Samach Hei Gimel, just to make it a little bit clear, it's a bit of a technical sif. Mavi Shenifat Milo Lechotzer. Now, we're talking about a Mavi which is foolish, which is Rabim. Now, what if it's Nifrat, that it opened up to a Chotzer? And the chotzer is open to Rishus Arabim. So the question is the mavui considered a foolish Rishus Arabim or not? If they didn't do an Erev, then the Shulchan Aruch is going to start mixing in with stuff which is going to get to the next Simon, about Erev and about the Renisarvus making an Erev. If they didn't do an Erev, Chatzer motor, the chatzer is motor. The problem with the mavi is a problem because it's considered a foolish to Rishus Arabim, but the chatzer can have a pirtza, and it's still considered a chatzer. So the chatzer motor. If they didn't do an eruv, the chatzer is motor. A few nifrats naked pirtza the mavi, even if it's directly can see from the mavi straight out. It's still not, doesn't answer the chotzer. If you're a baki berabim, as long as the pirtz over there is not more than eser. If it's more than eser, then it's a pesach, something like that. The mavoi also, the mavoi is also feeling a negative pirtz as a chotzer. The mavoi is also wherever it is, because you need to put a tikkun there. And also, since the chotzer didn't do an eruv with the mavui, so then it's asers it because it's also this, we're going to get into ideas of derech echad al sheni that we have that's we're going to get into later simanim that if one has to cross to the other one. If we're going to shenichasu kosle a mavui b'chadzer b'in sheni gipupin di shenisharu, here we're talking about a case where the wall of the mavui go into the chadzer a little bit. That the bits of wall left by the other side of Rishus Arabim of the Chotzer, they don't see it. If the Bnei Movi can see it, then it's considered a heker, and that would be okay. It's a lechi umutar. Let's say they did do an Eruv, a piritza should be Mavui and the Chotzer, and there's a piritza between the Mavui and the Chotzer. Eruv mitzad a Chotzer, if the piritza is not, it's on the side of the Chotzer, the piritza is the Chotzer mitzad a Sheini, Eruv mechuvan and the piritza is a Mavui. If they're not directly opposite each other, that appears that it's not it's on the side, that if it was on the side it wouldn't be such a problem, because then it's not so apparent that it's like a big opening to Rishus Arabim. It's sort of on the side of the chotzer, and even the thing is on the side of the chotzer, but it says that It looks like Mavi Aruch Moshe Rishus Arabim, so therefore that would be more of an issue. Alkopanim pierces a chotzer mitzad a sheni she'enim chavonos tekei pierces a Mavi a chotzer shurabim, and there's a bunch of people in the chotzer. Gam a Mavi Mutter, then the Mavi is also Mutter if it's straight across. So therefore, the heter of the chotzer will go ahead and matter the mavui, the eruv there. But imlo eruv, they didn't do an eruv. Oh, if you lo eruv, the pitzah of the chotzer the mavui mitzidai, and the pitzah of the chotzer to the mavui is on the side. So therefore, it's open on the side. Oh, if you lo the emtsa chotzer, or it's in the middle of the chotzer, pitzes the chotzer mitzad hasheni kinegda, and then the opening on the other side is opposite it. Oh, filo ina kinegda, if it's not opposite a chotzer who shall yachid, it's just a chotzer of a yachid, also then everything becomes also, the mobile becomes elsewhere. Right, right. Either because it's again, if the chotzer is a good chotzer, so then that would help. But if it's none of these tanaim works, that we're talking that it's if it looks like you can see straight into Rishus Harabim, or the chotzer is a pirtza in the chotzer by one wall by the side, and therefore it's not like a Pesach. It's just like that does cause problems for the chotzer, or the chotzer shel yachid that we don't say like we'll get into the area of yachid. We're gonna get into that more. Maybe he'll put more houses, and then it's Mavi Nifrat. Whatever. It also causes more issues because the Yachid can decide to go ahead and to do other things. It's not the shlita of the Bnei Mavui. The Nifrat's a Rachva Pchusa Misasayim, and if the other side is open to an area which is less than sasayim, or yoyser al sasayim, a hukaf ladira, or it was talking like a field or whatever it is, a karpath, if it's all yoyser al sasayim and it's hukaf ladira, dino kilo nifrat sachotzer, that's also considered nifrat sachotzer, and it's not straight to Rishas Rabbim, and the same didn't apply, but in yoyser al sasayim, lo hukaf ladira, have kilo nifrat sacarmelis, it's a tikkun, that's like if it's a carmelist, it's a din of a carmelist, and therefore you need a tikkun. Mutu lishtamesh tachas hakoira or kenegan halachi. In a mavui, you put a koira or halachi, you're allowed to use the space underneath there. Hani mili bepasuach rishus harabim. That's where some to rishus harabim, because there, the hecker is lechis mitam mechitza, things like that. But pesuach lekarmelis, however, if it's open to a karmelis, also bein tachas akar bein tachas bein keneged halechi, it's also mishum it starves the karmelis sheetzlo shematzu bein esmino v'neor. That the issue is that under the lechi, even though by Rishus HaRabim, we say there's a hecker. So there's a hecker right here. I'm not going to go ahead and carry out into Rishus HaRabim. However, even if the hecker is by Carmelis, problem is the idea by Rishus HaRabanon is that they're all mitzarif, and therefore you wouldn't be allowed to use it because the Carmelis kilo extends underneath it. Even though you can use the makom under the kaira, we shouldn't sit with something in his hand. Maybe he'll drop it and go and lean over and put and take it and take and bring it back towards him. Since he's sitting by the edge, there's no hecker. Well, a pesach a chotzer mutter. If he's in the city, a pesach a chotzer to Rishus HaRabim, that's mutter. Bein pesach Rishus HaRabim, pesach a karmis sheish bo hekera, because over there there is a hecker that he won't come to go ahead and carry. That's what I wasn't really sure. Oh, does he mean? No. Here we're talking about a Pesach. By a Chotzer, could be a Chotzer. He knows he's in a Chotzer. He's not. It's more clear.
He's under a Korah, which the whole point of the Korah is it should be a Heker, and it's not a Heker.
Well, that's the whole Chiddush, is that even though a person can stand under the Korah, but he should do a kavua. But I'm saying a person that can hashmish arai or whatever, he sits there does something under the kaira, it's still that area is still okay to go ahead and to it's sort of under the hecker, like you said. But the matter, you could go ahead and do some stuff underneath it. However, if a person sits there kavua, then he might he won't see it, and therefore he might drop something. But if he's just putting something down over there or whatever it is, that would be that would be okay because it's still technically within the mavui, even though he doesn't see the hecker so much, but it's that would be fine.
For Lechi, I understand, but for Korah, the Korah has to be on top of the walls.
Right. But you see it. But that's the point. The point is, you see it.
When it opens up to a kernelist, we say Matzamina Smina. Why? You're in the.
No, because I think it has to be on the walls, but it has to be at the very edge. So therefore, under that very edge, the problem is, right, you have to have a hecker. So you would think if you're standing underneath it, you don't have a hecker, and it's true. So the Chazal were matir tashmish arai to put something there or whatever because it's technically in the mavui, but really it's like it's not nikar over there. So that's why. There's a bit of a therefore, if it's open to a carmelist, it's beyond the mavui, so therefore it's like something like a no man's land a little bit. Well, that's the chiddush, but there's no heker. It's underneath the heker, so therefore the whole point is you see it, but you're not really seeing it. So therefore, sort of a no man's land. So the chavurah matter it, but that's only with shusharabim. The carmelist. Really, there's nothing to do because it's gonna, that place technically is also just a chayim matir it for like a tashmish arai, something like that. Women who are sitting by the Pesach of the Mavui and, with their baskets or their, pitchers, things like that, and they're sitting schmoozing, whatever they're doing. Make a macha, given the meaning of the Rabbanon who, mutashu shaygoys lomazidoys, that, they're gonna go ahead and do it anyway. And I never really understood why Nashim Dafka, they're gonna do mazidos and these types of things, but it could be that, they don't understand the chumas ha'isr or something like that. Yeah, whatever, it's fine, I'm just here for a few minutes.
Most men also,
but,
the same thing.
Right, so but that could be right. So that's like anyone who's like that. Lachora, you're right. I guess sort of depends on the, I guess in general, women were, since they're less, they don't have such a structure with mitzvahs and stuff. They have much less mitzvahs and they're less structure. So you tell them something like it's a little bit more hazy. So that could be they're more heter, things like everything, not all women obviously, but there's more of a more of a tzad and more heter, not understand, not that they don't understand it, but there won't be as medactic in it, it's a bit harder. I don't know exactly.
Rav Ashlev explains it's a category of type of person.
It's not specifically women, it's someone right. Listen, the time of the Bali Tosas talk about the fact that women didn't know Lashon Kodesh and they didn't teach them much the bench. So things, the chinuch was a bit different, whatever. So therefore, it could be that's, like you said, it's a general klal, that category, but now I'm, Shia Inyan. Mavui, Shinatlu Koresav or Lachayav B'Shabbos, a Mavui, that the things that were taken away, they fell off on Shabbos, Avabi Shehutra B'Kshus Shabbos, even though it was Mutter for part of Shabbos, also B'Shaveilach, nothing to do, air falls down. You don't say, it's only Din D'Rabbanan, I'm talking about suddenly it turns into Rishus Rabban D'Araisa, the Rishus Rabban D'Araisa, their walls, and they blow up the walls. I'm talking about that, but I'm talking about the Eruv, the Isser to carry on without an Eruv. We don't say since it was mutter for part, it was mutter, vayter bein pasuach the rishus harabim, bein pasuach the carmelis. Whether it's open to rishus harabim or it's open to a carmelis, yesh v'she'erim dehani mili be'ir she'enem ukefes chayma. Again, that's only an ear which is ukefes chayma. Like I said, so there's no din. It's just the shayla of eruvin and eruchatzeros and gzeros rabbanon. But v'ir mukefes chayma. Mutter, right, so that's, if it's not Mokefes Choma, but if it's Mokefes Choma, then there's one Erev for the whole city, that even though everyone like has different, smaller Erevin, But technically, that would be mutter. Meaning, if there's no, it's not Rishus Rabim, then it could be there's a tzada that would be, it would be mutter. Eish lismaich alzeh ulahatir. If there, you can be stemich on this, that since there's a general chayma around, even though you have internal eruvin. Even for, I guess, for example, if you have they used to do. So this is the thing. This is in the Kura. Even though they had one big wall surrounding the city, but Tikkun Mavi, the Shabur explained Tikkun Mavi loya ela kadeh stalik diyura hanachmi me'alehen. It was ways of splitting up in order to exclude different people from the Eruv. So you won't have problems. We'll see when we're getting up to, well, who's going to ask for someone else, Bittul Rishus, things like that. So they're able to go ahead and set up things, make mechitzas, this guy's out, this guy's this, in order to set up a proper Eruv. So if there's walls around the whole, or let's say that, you know, let's say it's not Rishus Arabi and there's Eruv around the whole city, such as the Pesach or not, so then, let's say you have a smaller Eruv within, and that falls down, then that, once that's mutter for part of Shabbos, and the Ramban says you can be samech on that for the rest of Shabbos. Not that you have the city Eruv, and the city Eruv falls down. Because that's like, you know, that's kilo, it's not matmuk of choma, and that would cause a problem, that would be a carmelis. Cholzesh I roi lavar kol Shabbos. That's where it was roi to be there the whole Shabbos. Im haya oimid listor be'er Shabbos. If it's something which is going to fall down before Shabbos, or you know it's going to be strong winds, or you puts it up and he knows that the city doesn't let, so that if they see it, they're going to cut it down. Whatever it is, also the achar shenistar. It's also to go ahead. It's also it can't be samechada after it falls down. In Suffolk, in nistar we have Shabbos alone. We don't know if it would fall down. Azlin lakula that it's okay. To go ahead, but when they say the Erev's down, usually it doesn't mean, like, for instance, around here, the Erev, they go ahead and they put a Teresa Pesach here, every section, it's like a sectional Erev, the Mahadran Erev at least, there's different sections, so if one falls, the other one's, you know, the other one's gonna be okay. But in the case where there's a general Erev around, so that would, even if it fell, that small one fell down, if you had a proper judgment, it's gonna cause Isser or whatever, that would be, that wouldn't, you'd be still out to carry, unless that Erev was a very shvach Erev, was a very shaky one. Mavi shenishtatru bo v'nishbara kaira, it says the sheet of Mavi and the kaira breaks. Oysa chatzar sh'ar Erev munach bo, v'chatzeres apsuchos lo mutaros. Any of the chatzar which is pasuch to the Mavi, they're still mutar. V'chatzeres sh'em psuchos lo oso chatzar, the place where the Erev is sitting. But the chatzeres, which are only open to the Mavui, not to that chatzer, asuros, because the whole point of the sheet of Mavui is that they'll be able to carry through the Mavui to the other chatzer where the Erev is sitting. But if other chatzeres are open to that, so they can just carry straight, so that would be okay. But if the Mavui becomes a problem, then it leaves the other people, the other chatzeres, stranded. From having an Erev. We're going to see what the difference is. We're going to see what the slight difference is. The kids that we're going to get into this is the sheet of Mavoz means that you can carry within the, you know, you can go using it like a side street, whatever it is, a Mavoi, to go from one Chatzar to the other Chatzar. Erev Chatzar is even within one Chatzar, if you have different people, you have to make an Erev, so we carry from one house to the other. A Shituf makes everything fine. The whole neighborhood, you can do a Shituf if it's a Mavoi. Nagid, but a Kopanim, but Erev Chatzar is more specific to a Chatzar. Nafkaminas and Halacha, there's a few small Nafkaminas, between how you set one up or not. It's just really called just two different things. It depends what you're trying to, what
we're saying is that even when the Mavui falls away, that anyone is still connected to that Chatzar is still.
Right, because it's still considered, right, the Erev is still an Erev. Alright, it's just, technically the Mechitzas fell down. So So you can't get there. You, you know, the bomb fell, destroyed. You can't walk there. You can't walk there. Nothing to do. But you know, that's you know, that's the din mechitzas. Now Shin Samach Vav, let's just start a little bit of it. Now we finished Hilchos Mechitzas and the physical construction of Erevin. Now the Shulchan Aruch gets on to the simanim of actual Erev. The Rambam himself puts Mechitzas in Hilchos Shabbos and Erevin, meaning Hilchos, the halachas of who can be ma'arev and who has to be ma'arev and goyim and bitul rishus, all that stuff into Hilchos. That's called Hilchos Erevin, and that's where we're starting right now. Chotzer sharhari batim psuchim l'saychoi, a chotzer that has a bunch of houses open to it. Asu chachayim l'taltumi batayim l'chotzer ad shi'arba. They can't carry from one house into the chotzer until they do an eruv. Meaning technically it's a rishus ayachid, it's 100% fine, but the chayim answered it. The haine shagayvim passed the kol bias for bias. Noisim v'soy be'echa mi'batei chotzeros, that they take a little bit of bread from every house and they stick it into one. His maker adin into one of the houses in the chotzer. Shedekach anu roin kilu kulav darim beosavayis. The way the Erev works is that we look at kilu. Everyone lives in one house. Kilu kol chotzer miyuchad osavayis. So everyone, that this is like, well, it's just, these are all just like guest houses or side, you know side houses or whatever. We're all part of one house, and therefore the Erev makes into one big happy family, so to speak. That's the point of an Erev. We'll get into exactly how much pass, but that gets into it vital. Yeshiv olim or sukkos, if you have an encampment, or machne shekifua mechitza, and you put a wall around some sort of encampment, aim a taltalim oil to oil, you can't carry from one oil to another oil, asher arvu kulam, you still need an eruv. Ovo shayara, shekifua mechitza, ain tzrich in the ariv, there's a shayara that sits down for Shabbos and they set up camp. They don't need an Erev. They're already Mu'arav. They're all already Shutzvim in everything. It's also not a Kavua encampment, so therefore, that's enough to, for one Shabbos. They don't need an Erev, because they didn't have to make it pass. That's obviously put Mechitza, but pass and stuff like that, that already is the Kilo Mu'arav before Shabbos. If you have a cruise ship and there are different cabins, then they also need an eruv. Even though, yeah, the boat has mechitzas, however, they still need an eruv between the cabins. If there's no mechitzas, there's no guardrail, whatever, some sort of barge, I don't know, whatever it is. Also, the tato of a svina rak avraamos, then the svina, obviously, if it's, you know, obviously, it's not talking about little rafts, it's a big one, you can't be metalto, only avraamos, it's like a carmelis, so I'm gonna come on some similar champagne bays to get into more those, issues, and, we'll stop here. Okay, we'll stop here.